The Brian McClanahan Show, episode 212.
Are you ready to think locally and act locally? Welcome to the Brian McClanahan Show.
Welcome back to the Brian McClanahan Show. Glad to have you back on the program. Very glad to be here. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Brian McClanahan, like my Facebook page at Brian McClanahan, and of course, subscribe to my YouTube page at Brian McClanahan. You can support the Brian McClanahan Show by going to McClanahanAcademy.com. It's always free to enroll. I have 5 courses available for purchase there. And of course, those that do enroll get the best deals on forthcoming courses, and I have one coming out sometime in the next few weeks on Reconstruction and Recreation, part 2 of my great class on the War for Southern Independence. You're going to want to pick that one up. Also, go to brianmcclanahan.com, give me an email address, and I will give you a free ebook, Forgotten Founders, and a free audiobook read by yours truly of the same title. You'll also get on my email list when you do that. I don't send you a lot of emails, but I do send you some, so you want to keep up with that. Also, you can go to brianmcclanahan.com/support. You can help the Brian McClanahan Show, help the podcast, help keep these lights on if you're watching on YouTube. And that does go toward the Brian McClanahan Show. So anything you want to contribute is greatly appreciated. You can also support the Brian McClanahan Show by going to LearnTrue, T-R-U-E, history.com, LearnTrueHistory.com. That is my affiliate link for Tom Woods Liberty Classroom. You've got over 20 courses there. I teach some of them along with Tom Woods, Kevin Goodspin, Brad Berzer, Jason Jewell, a whole bunch of great people, Bob Murphy. So you're going to want to pick up your Learn True History membership. It's pennies on the dollar for what you get. Great website. And of course, that also supports the Brian McClanahan Show. And you can always get your Brian McClanahan Show gear by going to redbubble.com. Pick that up. Great stuff. You've got t-shirts, you've got skins for your electronic devices, you've got stickers, you've got wall plates, you've got wall clocks. I mean, all kinds of cool stuff. Cups, all kinds of things with my logo on it. So go out and pick that up. A lot of cool stuff there. All right. And don't forget, please rate this podcast on your favorite podcast site. The more likes, the better. The higher it goes up in the ratings and the more people listen to the show. And same thing with YouTube. Going out and watching on YouTube. Leave a few likes and help me out there. All of that is greatly appreciated as well. All right, so I want to talk about an article that appeared on Sunday, and it's been covered now in a couple of different areas. It was kind of a big news story yesterday and the day before. The problem with modern media and modern news is that if you're not on it that day, it's like the news cycle is gone. All we're talking about now is Michael Cohen, which is a bunch of nonsense. We've got other things in the cycle, but this is the piece that I first saw it in the USA Today about women in the draft, women being available or now mandatory, according to a federal judge in Texas, for conscription into the draft. So up until this point, it has not been the policy of the United States government to have women conscripted. So that's been the issue, no women conscripted. But now, because of this federal judge, we have women being conscripted, or at least potentially women are going to be conscripted into the, if there is a draft, into the military. Now, I posted about this on the 24th, which was Sunday. Almost immediately after reading the article, I went out and put a tweet about it. And I'm going to read you this tweet because it's amazing how the left misinterprets everything. We saw this with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and how one Republican lawmaker quoted Benito Mussolini, not to praise Benito Mussolini. It was very clear about what he was doing, but to show that this is what the left is trying to do. First of all, Mussolini was a socialist. I mean, there's no question about the fact that Mussolini was a socialist. He dabbled in Marxism, and then the fascist movement is an offshoot of socialism. The two come together. So he posted this about essentially the modern left, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez goes on Twitter and says, while everybody's not paying attention, you got this Republican out here talking about praising Mussolini. They're not even hiding the fact they're fascists anymore. That's not what he did it for. But this is how stupid these people are. They live in a constant state of crisis, and they have no idea about context or anything else. It's just about the immediate shock value of something, and particularly when it doesn't even, the shock value is not there. So I'm going to read you the tweet that I wrote about this particular issue. It said this, quote, "While I am against the draft," this is my tweet, "this is the result of radical feminism, meaning that women being conscripted into the military." Now, I'm going to get into that in a second. "We no longer have men with chests." And then I quote a part of the article. "The case was brought up by the National Coalition for Men, a men's rights group, and two men who argued the all-male draft was unfair." So the left, there was a Twitter account called Takedown MRAs retweeted my tweet. It's gotten a few hundred likes and 53 retweets, some comments. They retweeted that and said, "Men's rights activists file a lawsuit to extend the draft to women. Idiots. This is clearly feminism's fault." Now, first of all, these idiots who are the Takedown MRAs don't even know what I was talking about here, because the comments under it are clear. People are saying, "What is a man without chest?" Let me read some of the comments. And if you read it, you can't caricature these people. They are, when you parody the left, it's not really a parody because these people are this stupid. So first of all, Shep Michaels can't dance, says men with chests. Josh Gayton, "Men with chests, how many push-ups can you do? Probably less than woman." Probably less than woman. Think about that. Men without chests, are they anything like men without hats? They don't even get the reference here that I said in this. So I was actually critical of, and which is why I put the quote there, I was critical of the people who filed the lawsuit. I was critical of the people who filed the lawsuit. The people who filed the lawsuit are a result of radical feminism. Because you see, you have these men without chests. Anyone who wants women to go into combat, who wants a woman, your daughter, your sister, your mother, your wife, to take your place if you're a man in combat, is a man without a chest. This is a crisis of Western civilization. And I know because I've had this conversation with men in the military. "Well, I mean, if we got to sign up, women might as well too. Women should get involved. Women should do this. Women should do that." Where is the chivalry anymore? It is a complete destruction of Western civilization, what we're going through here. The fact is that women were not allowed in the draft, and women weren't allowed in combat roles, not because people didn't think women weren't equal. I mean, I know there were some out there, women can't do that job, and I realize that that was part of it. But for many men, it was, we don't want our women subjected to these things. A man with a chest would say, women aren't going to do that job because I'll go do it. A man with a chest would say, I don't want my daughters drafted when they can take me. I don't want my wife drafted when they can take me. That's a man with a chest. A man who is standing up for principles and beliefs. It has nothing to do with equality, which is what the left immediately thinks. I mean, just think how stupid this was, the response to this. And look, you see who these people are. And the androgynous wallflower posts, further proof MRAs don't care about men, they just want to bring women down. So I responded, yeah, if you say me not wanting men in, women in the draft is bringing women down, then I'm guilty as charged. But the people that like that, Zardogs, Jay of Legend, you got people who describe themselves as witches and they have to describe their pronouns and who they are and all this other nonsense that's floating around out there now in the leftist world. This is the kind of stuff that you get, and these people don't even know what I'm talking about. I was actually critical of the, quote, MRAs. I was critical of those people for even bringing the lawsuit forward. But, of course, it is the natural result of radical feminism. How? It's a cause and effect. These people don't even understand what they're talking. Look, the fact that we've had women in combat roles, and men in a chivalric society should say, you know, we really don't want our women subjected to that kind of violence. Women are the vessels of life. Women should be cherished and cared for, not subjected to that. That is what it comes down to for, I think, most men. They want women to be safe, the mothers of children to be safe and not be subjected to the horrors of war. That is the chivalric position of Western civilization. And again, you can say, well, then you don't believe in female equality. It has nothing to do with it. I'm fully aware that there are women that I'm sure can do the job just as well as men. I'm fully aware that there are women who are, there are many women who are more physically fit than many men. I'm aware of all these things. Women, and I see it every single day in what I do, there are lots and lots of women who are more intelligent than men. This is not the issue. The issue is, do you want the vessels of life subjected to the horrors of combat? Do you want this? And so these men who are bringing this lawsuit are the men without chests. So they're what we would call beta males. This is the point of the tweet, but yet nobody gets that. Nobody on the left, because they live in this world of crisis and identity politics and fake outrage. It's how stupid all of this is. And when you go back in history, I mean, did MRAs, quote unquote, that's male rights advocates, did MRAs exist in 1941? Did you have any men running around in 1941 saying, hey, you know, women should be subjected to the draft? Or how about 1917? Did you have men running around saying, hey, we know we got to get our sister out there to go fight the Hun? Or how about in 1941, we got to get our sister out there, our daughter, to go fight the Nazis or the Japanese? We got to get them out there to do that because, you know, women has to be equal. Everything's got to be equal. No, because society understood that women were important to rear children and to keep civilization going and to be the good part of society. The thing, men always wanted to go back to their wives and their female companions because that was soft. That was the good part of society. What they saw on the front lines was horrible. Why would you want a woman exposed to that? Why would you want anybody exposed to that? I'm completely against the draft. This is why I'm anti-war. Why would you want anyone exposed to that unless it was absolutely necessary and you're being attacked? That's the only time a war is a just war and is necessary, when you're attacked. Otherwise, there's no point in it. But yet, we want women to go out and do these things. Why? Where is the chivalry in society? Where is Western civilization standing up for real traditional values? And it's not about equality or saying somebody can't do it. It's not about intelligence or strength. It's about simply saying that these things, there are, women are sacred in society. And on the other hand, what I'm essentially saying is that men in some ways are expendable when it comes to warfare. Now, I don't want anybody subjected to these things, as I said, while I'm against the draft. Now, the problem is radical feminism has created a climate where you have feminized men who, I mean, they don't see a problem with this. They don't see a problem with saying, you know, gosh, if women want to do that, then don't hold the door for them. Slam the door in their face. Make them do everything for themselves. Again, where is Western civilization? This is the destruction. This is the downfall of Western civilization. It's the decline of the West when you start doing these things. And I know, I mean, you're going to have people say, well, the Vikings had women out and doing things. This is a little bit overplayed when you watch the show The Vikings on the History Channel. Women were not as involved as that show is making it out to be. And there are other, of course, militaries. You know who first started the women in combat thing in the modern age, where you really started seeing more of it than anything else? It was in the Soviet Union. In World War II, women were out there as snipers and all kinds of things. Now, there were, of course, examples over time where women would sneak into combat roles and they would get out there. And we have examples of in American history, even, of this happening. But it was a rare event and something that no one really wanted to happen. They wanted the men to go out and do the heavy lifting and be subjected to this, not the women who should be taken care of. And maybe that's when people are going to say, well, my gosh, you're just so old-fashioned. You're saying things that are just out of step. Look, I have daughters. I have a wife. I have people. I wouldn't want them involved in these things. I wouldn't want anyone involved in these things. But I have. Why would I want my daughter subjected to the draft? Now, Tom Woods and Kevin Gutzman actually wrote a chapter on this in their Who Killed the Constitution. And they brought up the fact that the Equal Rights Amendment, one of the reasons why it was rejected is because there was a fear that if you pass the Equal Rights Amendment, obviously through an amendment to the Constitution, that women would be subjected to the draft. It was one of the arguments against the ERA. Now you have a federal judge. And when you look at his ruling and you look at what he said, this is interesting. This federal judge, he says, quote, the average woman could conceivably be better suited physically for some of today's combat positions than the average man. No one's questioning that. Depending on which skills the position required, combat roles no longer uniformly require sheer size or muscle. That's true. And he says, quoting the Supreme Court's ruling overturning bans on same-sex marriage, Miller ruled that restrictions based on gender must substantially serve an important governmental interest today. And so he's essentially arguing that the problem with this draft situation is that it violates the Equal Protection Clause. And this is a 14th Amendment issue again. The 14th Amendment is the greatest disaster to the American legal system that's ever been there because of how it's been twisted and interpreted to make it be what anything you want it to be. I discussed it in the last episode of the Brian McClanahan Show. And there was actually a Reason article about that today that I read about the amendment and how Kavanaugh is not really an originalist, or at least that decision. Kavanaugh's not an originalist, and which is, we all knew that. None of them actually had an originalist position in that particular argument there. Not even Clarence Thomas, which I got into. But here again, we have a Texas court. Now, I'm sure this is going to be appealed. Somebody's going to appeal it. And maybe what would be really funny is if some of the women's rights groups appeal it because saying, no, we don't want to be in the draft. The way to get this, of course, is to declare the draft unconstitutional. That would be just taking the issue off the table. But we've already seen that the Supreme Court says the draft is constitutional. This is a crisis of Western civilization. I don't really want to get into the legal part of it. It's a crisis of Western civilization. When women who are in combat roles, and again, for many people, it's not about physical capabilities or intellectual capabilities. That has nothing to do with it. I think anyone with half a brain would realize that that's not what's at hand here. It's about, do we want that segment of society subjected to the horrors of war? Men without chests do. Men without chests who are beta males, cowards, would say, yeah, send the women out there. Go out there and fight for us. Other men who would say, no, if this has to be done, we're going to go do it ourselves and we'll keep the women safe at home. That's my point in all that. But of course, the left goes absolutely berserk over this and tries to make an example of me saying that we have essentially a crisis of manhood in America. And we do. And that's the result of years of being told over and over again because of radical feminism that there's men are a problem, men are too hyper, men have to be on medication, men are an issue, all these things. That's where we are in society. Men can't have men only things. This is creating a real crisis of manhood in America. Where can men be men without being criticized for it? Mansplaining, manspreading, all of these things that are going on. Where can a man be a man without being criticized for it anymore? It's the softness. I mean, it's the creation of this very soft society. And this is simply part and parcel of it. These men, if they were men, wouldn't have even brought this lawsuit forward. They would have just said, okay, if women want to sign up and they want to go out into... Now they're saying because we have to sign up, we can't get federal benefits if we don't sign up for selective service. So what? The chances of you being drafted nowadays are pretty darn slim. But not just that. The fact is that if that was ever a case, then men, real men, would say, we want our women to stay home. We'll go do it. We'll go take care of it. I'm not sending my daughters out there or my sister or my wife. Can you imagine if this is actually to happen? Can you imagine? I can't. In a world, a sane world, this would not even be discussed. In a sane world, you would not have men come forward trying to get women into the draft. In a sane world, that wouldn't happen. In a real world of Western civilization, that would not happen. But in this world, you have men going forward saying, these women need to go into the draft. And I would dare say that probably most women wouldn't want to be subjected to the draft, just like most men wouldn't. I'm really going out on a limb there, but I'm pretty sure. I would also dare say that most women wouldn't want to be on frontline combat. which you would probably find more men who would. So the women, I mean, now since 2015, women are eligible for this. So the ones that want to do it, go out there and do it. Again, we can argue whether that's really good for society, not because of equality, but whether it's good for society to have these women who were respected, so respected. I mean, this is one of the arguments that was always used by women themselves against wading into politics and other things. I mean, these are dirty things. These are nasty things. Do we want the real vessels of life in society subjected to these terrible things? That's real chivalry. And it's something that's lost. It's something that's lost in Western civilization. We're losing chivalry. We're losing traditional roles of men being men and taking care of their families, taking care of their wives and children, doing those things. This is very important. People would say I'm old-fashioned for saying that, but these things are very important for the stability of society, of men not doing things that are immoral trying to maintain their family. Those things are important. And this is just another example of it, how men don't really want to be men anymore. Look, video games are a problem. And what men will do, I mean, the activities that men get into, there's no place for men to exercise their testosterone any longer. I mean, these are issues for young men. We're seeing it all the time. Part of the problem with young men and being criticized for all the things they do, there's no elbow room anymore. A man used to be able, young boy used to be able to go out and get his firearm and go into the woods and walk around and explore and do things and be a boy. He used to be able to go out and play football and roughhouse and that was seen as okay. A boy was hyper. Now they're medicated for these things. What are we doing to society? We have a crisis of males. I remember when I wrote my Politically Incorrect Guide to Real American Heroes, and I went on Phyllis Safley's show. She talked about this over and over again. She said, you know, the problem we have in America is men. There's a problem with men. They're doing things that are making them soft. They're doing things that are making them immoral. And again, they don't have any elbow room. So there's a crisis of men. But why is the question? Why is this? Because they're told over and over again these things are wrong. They're told that it's wrong to sit with your legs out because that's more comfortable. That's wrong. They're told not to, quote-unquote, mansplain in these things. I mean, what we're basically doing is creating a society of men who don't have principles and values, and again, men without chests. So that was the point of the tweet. I was actually very critical of the men, but no. It's the people who retweeted it and quoted it were thinking that the entire point of the tweet was I was attacking radical feminism, which I was, but that wasn't the point of the tweet. The point of the tweet was that these men are not acting like men for even bringing the lawsuit forward. I mean, what have we got going on here? This shows you how stupid the Twitter sphere is. And the people that go on Twitter and, again, fake outrage, all the problems that comes with. It's and you look at who these people are, and again, you can't parody these idiots on there. It's almost impossible to parody these people because they're parodies of themselves. Which is why making fun of them is so easy. It's why making fun of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is so easy, because she just steps in it every single time she opens her mouth. And so do all these leftists that do stuff like this. They step in it every single time they open their mouth. And that's the real issue. It's not about a denial of women being in combat or any of these things. I mean, I think that's a discussion to have. I mean, do we want that for society? Do we want to subject people to society in a way to that? When we already had one segment of society, we want to subject all people to that part of it. I think it's dangerous for Western civilization. It's dangerous for the stability of a society to have the people who are responsible for bringing life into the world subjected to the carnage of war. It's horrible. But that's where we are in 2019. We're there in 2019 with that. We're also there with the idiots who can't seem to understand context or understand what somebody is actually writing because they're functionally illiterate. I mean, this is also a problem. They're functionally illiterate. And they just don't have a clue. So it's unfortunate that this is what we have, but we really need a dialogue about these things. What do we want as a society? Is all this on the altar of equality? Is sacrificing chivalry, traditional Western civilization? Is equality the altar of equality? The worship of equality, is that worth all of that? Is it worth the destruction of society? I don't know. I mean, I don't think so. But there seem to be a lot of people who do just because it's equal now. We're just got to be equal. And it's not just, it's these men without chests who are pushing it. I mean, you look at the French Revolution. The French Revolution was driven by the aristocracy initially. They were the ones that were creating the biggest problem. We wouldn't have the French Revolution go off the rails if it wasn't for the aristocracy pushing forward itself. So where do we go from here? Where do we go in society? I mean, I think things like this, if you ever had a draft and you had women starting to get drafted, I really think there would be a supreme backlash against this among a large percentage of American society. They would accept men, but now if they're told from the time they're five all the way up until they're through high school, this is the way it is, this is the way it goes, we got to have women do this, then maybe not. But I know there would be a lot of fathers, a lot of men who wouldn't want their wives drafted, who would just say, take me instead. This would be the case. I think for any man with a chest, any man with principles, this is what he would do. You draft my daughter? No, I'll go serve. And any man would sign up and say, no, I'm going to go serve for her. Right? You might have these substitute situations, you know, we had in the 1863 draft where men would say, no, I'm going to go serve for her. I mean, that would be a part of the chivalric code that we should think about. I don't know. I don't know if we'd see that or not. So that's my thoughts on it. And it has nothing to do with the legal part of it. I know that, the legal part of the draft is just completely insane. It's illegal. We can go back and point out quote after quote where members of the founding generation, or at least, you know, after that, not in the founding generation, but the second generation, talked about a draft and how there was an opposition to the draft during the war between the states or war for Southern independence. There was an opposition to the draft in World War I and World War II. There was some, not as much in World War II, but then, of course, in the 1960s. But no one ever talked about the fact that, if men have to go, then women have to go. It wasn't ever brought up. There were no MRAs back then. Why? Because radical feminism wasn't back then what it is today. Even people like Elizabeth Cady Stanton, who was an early feminist pioneer, thought that women should have the ability to vote. But that was about it. I mean, she said, look, I want to be a wife and a mother. I want to do these things. She was against a large proportion of what's now the radical feminist agenda. She was against it because she said that the biological role for a woman is these things, wife and mother. And so that's what we do. We just want to be able to vote. We just want to have a voice in society. We've gotten to a completely different position in America in 2019 compared to the 1860s. It's always fun to go on Twitter and argue with these idiots. At least sometimes it's fun to go on Twitter and argue with these idiots. And then look at what they are, because it just gives you great stuff for podcasts and things to write about. That's my position on all this stuff. And go out there and see that tweet and look at the fools who responded to it and what they said about it. They just completely missed the point, which you can't expect anything more in this society of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, do we live in Trump's America or do we live in Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's America? And I think on social media, we live in her America more than anything else, because if you look at the stupidity that runs around there on it, it's clear that we have real problems moving forward. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Brian McClanahan Show. I will see you next time.